Anchor is free. There's creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, and many more different platforms. You can make money with your podcast with minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. And thank you for listening to Mark, Sean, and the Vocalizers.
Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that.
It happens to me every year.
Gather around, good girls and boys. Jollyland, too, is much more than just some noise. Christmas is almost here, and some kids have been very bad. But now we will continue our story right where we left it off at.
Ogitemo, come with me.
Who are you?
Santa's helper. You've been watching. You've been pouting. Have you been crying?
I knew that Santa wasn't real since I was in, like, the third grade.
Santa's not coming to town tonight. I heard that you wanted to run away. Why do you want to run away?
I'm not happy here. I have to be the man of the house. I'm not perfect. I'm only 13.
Marky, get down here.
Don't listen to her. Listen to me. I can show you some magic.
Mom, look at me. I'm flying.
I thought you didn't believe in magic. How did you get up there?
Mom, you were right. Magic is real. Look at what I can do.
You could do much more. In Jollyland.
Marky, you're gonna be late for school. Echo, get in the house.
What would I have to do?
Leave everything here behind. You don't need any baggage. You don't need a ticket. Just your bad behavior. I mean, yourself.
Will I be able to come back in time for Christmas?
No, I'm afraid not.
No? Then forget it.
So be it.
Ah! Ah! Mom! Help! I'm falling! Ah! Ah!
Yes, you can learn the hard way.
Help!
Soon you'll have no choice in this.
Ah! Help!
It is the season. You'll be jolly.
Help! Help!
Marky.
Help. But I didn't do anything wrong.
Marky, wake up. You're having a bad dream.
Where am I?
You're at home, dummy.
I think I had a bad nightmare.
We could tell. No wonder Grandpa calls you Rocky. You were boxing in your sleep.
Are you alright?
I'm fine. Except, I already forgot everything.
That happens to me all the time. Next time I see you throwing punches like that, though, I might have to introduce you to some Mike Tyson.
Well, it must have been about falling down. You kept screaming for help.
That's what he gets for always sleeping on the top bunk.
Mom was yelling at you to get ready for school. She says if you don't get ready in 5 minutes, she's gonna kick your ass.
What are you doing? Let's go! You're gonna miss the bus!
Mr. Rogers is here.
He always shows up so early. He should have just been a race car driver.
Good morning. I'm here.
They're coming. Hold on.
All right, kids. I ain't got all day.
Mr. Rogers, just 1 minute, please.
And this better not be like last Friday. Nothing like dropping off the kids at school right when I'm there to pick them up. Ridiculous. Hurry up. I better see some smiles. I burn about 2 tanks of gas at it so that you can learn how to add. Come on!
John, you better not get into any fights today.
Why are you always picking on me? I'm the middle child, not the bad child. Mikey just got into a fight yesterday. You didn't say anything about that.
Leave me alone, or I'll tell Mom about you taking Steve's dirty magazines.
Ouch. What is that? A book? Who the fuck is throwing shit at me? Y'all are the meanest little motherfuckers I ever met. I don't know if they're training you kids to be assholes or what. You motherfuckers be back here and I don't know when something's gonna hit me behind the head or every goddamn thing. And every goddamn one of you be looking like you're all innocent. Okay, I got something for y'all. You some hard-horned motherfuckers. That's all I know. I ain't do nothing to any of you damn kids.
Sorry, Mr. Rogers. I promise. We are ready now. Get in, kids. You're late.
Miss Serrano, you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you doing?
I need an undercover bus rider. That's all I know.
You always make me laugh.
Your boys are always a goddamn pain in my ass.
Soviet.
Exercise your head. Right.
Winterfest is set to begin at 3 p.m. tomorrow, and Heritage Park has declined to comment.
Surviving
well,
at the top.
But, Mommy, you never say I made mistakes. Gee, I'm in trouble. Things are bad. You haven't said it.
Nobody plans to become homeless or go hungry. You just wake up one day and find that in a world where it's getting tougher and tougher to get a decent job without an education, you can't earn enough money to pay rent or feed your family.
We don't know where he came from.
He just showed up one night.
Gracie?
Hey, Veronica.
Are you all right? I heard about the accident.
I'm fine. I'm here with Marlene right now. I'm just worried about my dad.
Your dad is strong. He'll pull through.
I hope. It just gives me flashbacks of what you went through.
Don't mention it. Frank will be in my thoughts and prayers.
Thank you. Do you need a ride to school?
You're still going?
Yeah, it's the last day of school and I left some things there.
But what about your dad?
I won't be able to see my dad until tonight anyways. He's all the way in Ann Arbor.
I was thinking about skipping school today, though. But if you go, I'll go. I have to tell you something anyway.
Cool. See you soon.
You know I said it was okay to call me mother.
It's fine.
If your dad doesn't survive, it'll just be us two.
Why would you even say that? My father is a champion. He'll survive.
I'm just giving you the basic realities of what the doctors told me.
Well, they should have spoken to me first.
You were bleeding.
This is going to be the worst Christmas ever.
Don't say that.
I hate you.
This is why I should be locking you up at Divine Child instead. Your mouth, young lady.
So I could be happy and live in only one place for once?
Do you want to lose your friends?
Nothing new to me.
Your new friends? Thought so.
I just want my daddy to come back. That's it. That's what we'll be focusing on. Getting him back.
The way the doctors were talking, it's just that we might need a miracle. It might be impossible to bring him back, but we'll be praying.
It won't be Christmas without him.
Let's just take this one step at a time and get you to your last day of school.
Miss Blair, I'm afraid you have to leave on the 24th.
But that's Christmas Eve.
You haven't sent me any money for the rent in weeks.
But can't you just wait till the new year?
Mom, is everything okay?
Just get ready for school, Veronica. Don't listen to us.
No, you're already late.
You let it slide before. Can't you do it again? It's the holidays.
Not this time. Send the payment to me for both months' rent, or you're out on the 24th. That's it.
Mom, is everything okay?
Veronica, what are you doing?
What was she saying?
You're going to be late for the bus. Mr. Rogers is going to be here soon. Hurry up.
Gracie is picking me up. Is everything all right, Mom?
It's okay. I'm still waiting on SSI from your father's accident.
I miss him so much.
I know, honey. I miss him too. We would trade it all just to have him back.
I'm worried about Christmas. Gracie is here.
Don't be. You still have me. Don't you worry about a thing.
Love you, Mom.
I love you too. I want to do everything in my power to keep us here. Have a good day at school and stay out of trouble. I heard about you going off and trying to become some news reporter or something.
Don't worry. I'm coming right home after school.
Okay. If you change your mind, call me at least. See you after school.
Hop on in, Veronica. Don't mind Gracie. She's obviously not in the best mood.
Ooh, ouch. That looks like it hurt.
It's from the accident.
She almost left unscathed.
Weren't you scared?
I was terrified.
How's Frank? Is he okay?
He's in a medical coma. We can't try to wake him up yet. They don't know how long, but we're hoping he comes back to us before Christmas.
I'm so sorry to hear that. But Frank is a strong man. He'll pull through.
Thank you. It just hasn't been the same without him.
My father was in a bad accident last year. Unfortunately, he didn't make it.
I remember when that happened.
Yeah. We had met right after. That was a mess.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Veronica. I never knew that.
It's okay. I just remember what he used to tell me.
What did he say?
That the greatest gift in life is today. That's why it's called the present.
Sounds like a smart man. If I was your lady's age, I wish I knew then what I know now.
What's that?
Well, there's going to be people who will try to act like your friends, but they're not. Don't try to prove yourself to anyone. People will try to pressure you into doing things that you shouldn't. But you've got nothing to prove. Got it?
Got it.
Gracie?
What? I feel like I have something to prove to Betty.
Stay away from her. You're already going through enough.
Betty got my channel deleted, and she won't leave me alone.
Ignore her. If she tries talking to you, just get Mrs. Zink.
Easy for you to say. Mrs. Zink won't do anything.
Then get the principal. Stop focusing on what you can't change and start focusing on what you can. Like your big mouth.
Ah!
Okay, here we are. School. Are you two ready?
Not really.
Well, you have no choice. You need to get your education. Now, get out of my car. Toodles.
Wow, she's something else.
I know.
I don't think she means any harm, though. She loves you.
I doubt that.
It's a shitty day in the neighborhood. Kids, get off the bus.
Gotta watch where you're going, loser.
It's Jason.
What's the matter? You scared?
Leave me alone, jerk.
Yo, did you steal my brother's bike?
Yup. What are you gonna do about it, punk?
I know you did it. I saw you. He needs to give it back.
You need to give it back.
Over my dead body?
You need to give it back or my brother's gonna kick your ass.
I don't want to fight.
Why not? Chicken?
You little... son of a motherfucking bitch!
Kick him in his balls, John.
Students! Stop fighting! Stop! Get off the fucking bus and fight!
He started it.
I did not.
You damn fools! Now if I gotta get up off my seat...
I got this, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Principal Carter. I was just about to call you. Them two young men right there.
Fighting is never the answer.
It wasn't me, Principal Carter. It was John.
No, it wasn't. He's lying.
Jonathan Serrano, once again, I have to send you to the detention room for fighting.
It's not my fault. He started it.
Yeah, it was Jason. He's a thief. He stole my bike.
Regardless, Jonathan, this has been a reoccurring issue. You can't do this at school.
Technically, school hasn't started yet.
You're on school grounds, school property, on a school bus. This kind of behavior is unacceptable. When will you ever learn your lesson? Mr. Rogers works hard for you kids to safely to come back to school every day. If I catch you fighting again, I'm gonna have to suspend you once and for all.
But Principal Carter...
No buts. Don't fight again. Period.
Damn. She's amazing. Thank you, Principal Carter.
Now I'm in big trouble. My mom is going to be so upset. This is all your fault, Jason. You want to finish this after school?
I dare you. You don't have the guts.
Meet me at Heritage Park.
I triple dog dare you, punk.
You bet.
Your ass is grass.
See you there.
Criminal.
Stop, little Paul. I got this. Someone's going to learn all about retribution after school.
Come on, let's get off of the bus.
About damn time.
Hey, girls. Welcome back.
Oh, we're so excited to be here.
Ouch! Who did that?
It wasn't me.
Little Paul, what are you doing?
What? I'm just playing. Just because we're growing up doesn't mean we should stop having fun.
Go to Randall, Paul.
Paul, you better not skip school.
What? We'll meet you here at 3.
Yeah, fine. I hate being in the fourth grade. It's not fair.
Gracie, what are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to get away from Marlene for the day. I won't be able to see my dad until tonight. He's all the way in Ann Arbor.
There she is.
She thinks she's
better than everyone.
She craves drama.
She just wants attention. She's
running. Well, at least it's the last day of school. Are you going to be all right?
I'm fine. I get to see my dad today. And until then, I need to say something to a certain someone.
They're only friends with her because she's a YouTube star. I heard that it got deleted.
Everyone is looking at us, guys.
Who cares? I need to come back anyways. Let them talk.
Well, look who it is.
Betty?
Is there anything you would like to say to my face? Thought so. Happy offline?
Who is she?
The girl who ruined my dreams?
Excuse me? I believe that you are the one who started it. Miss Poplar with all her witty remarks. You didn't think I'd catch on, did you?
How many times do I have to tell you that I'm sorry?
You're nothing but a big bully. Your comment said it all.
Petty, what else do you want from me?
You want me to forgive you? And those comments on your video? You said that you weren't a scaredy little bitch. Prove it to me, then I'll forgive you.
What the heck? I only said that because you said that you wanted to fight me. You want to fight?
No, I don't want to fight. Weirdo. I want to offer a truce.
Exactly what is it that you want me to do?
Go live to the most scariest place of them all. Prove it to me that you're not scared.
You're not talking about the pine, are you?
What else would I be talking about? Go to Evergreen and say Krumpus 3 times. I dare you.
Are you kidding? I don't even know if kids are allowed in there. They've been disappearing.
Oh, really? Who's the scaredy cat now?
No, but I'm telling Principal Carter.
Then fine. Have fun making no content.
You really? Bitch!
What was she talking about?
She wants me to go to the pine. She got my channel blocked and everything's been deleted.
But how could they even do that?
She reported me for harassment in the comment section. She went at me and I lost all control.
Can't you start over? I know you'll get it back. Just explain it to them.
That I was a bully?
That you made a mistake.
Mistakes have the power to turn you into something better than you were before.
Mrs. Inc?
Hey, kids. Just checking up on you. Did I just hear profanity? I'm sure you don't want to visit the detention room on the last day of school before Christmas?
No, Mrs. Inc.
No, Mrs. Inc.
Good. Those words are for us adults. There's a time and a place for words like that, and it's not here.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Zink.
It's all right. I just don't want it to happen again.
Have you made any mistakes, Mrs. Zink?
I have. I have made a few mistakes. Too many to tell.
Like saying, bitch?
Exactly. I've said that a couple of times myself. Accidents happen all of the time. It's all how we learn from them. It's all in how we fix those mistakes. And to be sure to try to never repeat them again. Now let's get ready for class. I ain't playing around this time.
Gracie?
Yeah?
She may be onto something.
What do you mean?
Betty, imagine us going there at the Pine. I've always wanted to be a news reporter, and you love to create content.
I think you're right.
But she only wants you to do it for her channel. Think about it. She already has a solid platform with a decent amount of subscribers. She wants to use you.
She wants to go live with my live stream at the Pine? Pathetic. Like I would even consider that.
We should do it off my account.
Wait. Are you actually thinking of doing this?
It would go viral.
I can't go there tonight. We have plans to go visit my dad.
Well, if you change your mind.
Veronica, my stepmom said I shouldn't prove myself to... I mean...
Your stepmother? Oh, you do love her.
Bags? Utensils? Sauce? Make sure you stock it all up, ladies.
You got it, ma'am.
Are the dishes done? Dinner rush is coming soon. I need everything caught up.
They are almost done. Just letting the last load soak.
Team, our sales have been increasing, but we really need to focus on speed and delivering the best customer service experience possible. Today, we are fully staffed.
Yeah, Cindy, you're my favorite manager here.
Oh, thank you. How's Stacy?
Doing better than ever.
Excuse me, you have a guest here.
Marlene? What are you doing here?
I brought you some coffee and a gift.
Scratch-offs? Marlene, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
Well, I thought you would forget.
How could I?
Oh, you want to scratch them now?
Save them for later. I gotta go see Frank.
I'm so sorry about last night. I should have been there.
It's okay. I know you've been going through a lot.
I should have been more understanding. It'll be different this Christmas. I broke up with him.
Finally. Cindy, I'm so proud of you.
Gosh, I need a man. A real man. Someone who will make me smile a little more, cry a little less.
I'm happy you realize that. I just miss hearing you laugh. You used to have so much fun. What happened?
Steve happened.
I just want to see you happy.
Well, you may see me struggle, but you'll never see me quit.
I know it must be hard on you, financially. If you need any help, I'm only one call away.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll get lucky.
You better split that half with me.
Oh, and I am really sorry for saying that about Gracie last night. I know that it's been very tough on you.
It's okay. I think Gracie will come around to at least calling me her stepmother one day.
Santa! Santa! Where are you? I know you're here. What the heck? I think I'm getting lost. Which way was it again? Oh, I think this was just a bad idea. Oh shit, I'm gonna get caught. I shouldn't have skipped school. I should have just listened to my brother. Instead, I'm here. I just want to go home. Is that a van? I have to hide.
Mike, get the lighting the way I like it. Fucking clouds, blocking off all my rays. Hurry up!
Oh my gosh. Is that the news, lady?
Let's just do it. Come on.
Okay, okay. Hang on, Princess. I'm coming.
We're going live. Get the cameras. We're late. Welcome back to Channel 4 VSHD News. We are reporting here live at Heritage Park near the Evergreen where the pine is located. This, right behind me, is where several children have gone missing this month.
The pine? I'm scared.
Winterfest is set to begin in the next few hours, and this area will be completely blocked off by the police. Any moment now, the police are expected to guard these trees right over here. Ouch! Damn it! Dana? Dana, can you hear me? Okay. Yes, it's a very sad situation here at the Evergreen. No arrests have been made, but there's one thing that has left investigators completely puzzled and in awe.
What is that?
It's
I want to hear the news lady. What did she say?
Don't you want to be the alley?
No! Get away from me! No! No! What did she say? Leave me alone. What did she say?
Join us again here at 5 p.m. when we talk to the mayor about tonight's Christmas show. I'll swing it back to you, Dana.
I need to get out of here.
Santa!
Is that you?
Skipping school?
Finally! Santa, I have to tell you something.
You're naughty, naughty, naughty boy.
Who are you?
You're coming with me.
No! That hurts! Let go of me! That hurts!
It's that moment. The moment when everything you ever thought you knew was taken away from you and flipped upside down. All along, I thought that I was just a kid. A kid trying to get a hold of Santa Claus. But deep down, I was really trying to reach out for something more.
Tis a season to be jolly!
It's something that can't be seen. We replace it with material things and a desire to repeat it every holiday. Hoping it'll somehow bring some magic with the little human power that we have. We hang stockings and wrap presents underneath the Christmas tree, not knowing that the time spent with each other was more valuable than any dollar spent that year. Will I ever wake up?
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne. Talk a cup of kindness yet for days of old lang syne. And here's a hand, my trusty friend, and here's a hand of thine. We'll talk a cup of kindness yet for old.
Merry Christmas as we experience some holiday horror. Little Paul has left some footprints that would lead his friends to some law and order. So as you fall asleep tonight into a deep midnight slumber, just remember, Jollyland 3 is more than just a number. Join us next week as our story reaches Act 2. And even if Christmas is only one day alone could feel like a tattoo. What will happen to Paul? What will happen after school? Find out next week when Jollyland continues. Thank you for listening to Mark Sean and the Vocalizers.